感谢神的带领，让我们在这寒冷的天气当中，大家能够来到神的殿，来遵守神的安息圣日。
Thank God, due to His guidance, we're able to gather here to observe His holy Sabbath in this cold weather.
今天早上小弟想以立定心意，寻求神，这个题目做我们彼此的勉励。
Today, I'd like to use the topic "Prepare your heart to seek after the Lord as mutual encouragement."
我不晓得大家有没有想过一个问题。
I don't know if you ever thought about this question.
当我们人生要结束的时候，我们希望人怎么来定义我们的一生。
When our life is about to end, how do we wish other people to define our lives?
我们希望人用哪一句话来定义我们的一生？
How do you want other people? What do you want them to say to define your life?
有时候我们会觉得说我们一生做了很多事情，如果是说要来定义我们一生的话，应该会讲很多才对。
Sometimes we might feel that we have done many things in this life, and other people might have to use many words to try to define the life that we have led.
但是我们看圣经有很多例子。
But if you see the Bible, there are many examples.
当人过世以后，神给他的一句话的评论。
After a person passed away, God used one sentence to define his life.
那这句话等于是盖棺论定了，就是他这一生所做的事情在神眼中呢，神给他下了一个定论。
God has made a conclusion regarding this person's life, regarding everything that he's done.
我们请翻开历代志下的十二章。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志下十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 12.
十四节。
Verse 14.
历代志下十二章十四节。
Second Chronicles chapter 12 verse 14。
在旧约的五百五十页。十四节。
Verse 14。
这记载说罗伯安行恶，因他不立定心意寻求神。
This verse tells us that Rehoboam did evil because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord.
这是他一生结束以后呢，圣经里面神给他下的一个结论。
This is a conclusion that the Bible has given to his life.
说他行恶，不立定心意寻求神。
It says that he did evil because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord.
那圣经里面也有一些好的王。
There are also some good kings in the Bible.
譬如我们翻开历代志下的二十章。
For example, if you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
二十章的三十二节。
Chapter 20 verse 32.
二十章三十二节。
Chapter 20 verse 32.
耶稣法效法他父亚萨所行的，不偏左右，行神眼中看为正的事。三十三节。
33.
只是秋坛还没有回去，百姓也没有立定心意归向他们列祖的神。耶稣法他是一个好王。
Jehoshaphat was a very good king.
所以他到人生结束的时候，神给他一个结论，他行神眼中看为正的事，他不偏左不偏右。
After he passed away, God concluded that his life was led in a way that he walked in the law of his father Asa and did not depart from it, doing right in the sight of the Lord.
但是有一件事他没做好的，就是还没有把百姓完全带领来跟随神。
But there was one thing that he did not do well, and that was he did not remove the high places and bring the people to God.
那他的儿子呢，就没有他那么好。
His son did not do as well as he did.
我们看二十一章的二十节。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 20.
历代志下二十一章二十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 21, verse 20.
约兰登基的时候年三十二岁，在耶路撒冷作王八年。他去世无人思慕，众人葬他在大卫城，只是不在列王的坟墓里。
Verse 20, he was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He departed with no one's regret, and they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the king.
这约兰呢是约沙法的儿子。
Jehoram was the son of Jehoshaphat.
他没有像他父亲所行的那么好。
He did not do good like his father.
所以圣经这里跟他写一个结论。
And therefore the Bible concluded,
他说他去世的时候无人思慕他。
That after he passed away, no one remembered him.
也没有把他葬在列王的坟墓里面。
Nor did they bury him in the tombs of the kings.
所以有时候我们从结论来想，讲来回想，我们希望以后人怎么来定义我们的一生呢
？Therefore, if you reflect upon your life from the conclusion of your life, how would you like the people to define your life?
我们可以将这个列王。记上记下历代至上至下呢我们可以将它列一个表然后每一个王他结束以后神给他一生的结论呢就那一两句话我们可以来做一个比较也可以给我们一个警惕
And if you made a chart of the conclusion that God made to each king in the Chronicles then we can learn a lesson
我们今天想从其中的一个王他的一生呢让我们来互相来学习我们彼此来勉励。
Today I'd like to share with you the story of one king as mutual encouragement.
我们请翻开历代志下的第十章。
Please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 10.
历代志下第十章。
2 Chronicles chapter 10.
今天想跟大家一起分享这个王呢就是罗波安王。
The king I'd like to, the story of the king I'd like to share with you is King Rehoboam.
在历代志下第十章开始呢就是罗波安王他的出现
Starting from chapter 10 records the story of Rehoboam
那时候所罗门王他死了然后他的儿子罗波安王呢接续他做王
After the death of Solomon, Rehoboam took over his father's kingship
我们看第十章的第四节
Please turn to chapter 10 verse 4
当时呢因为以色列人呢在他父亲当王的时候呢工作非常的苦所以他来向罗波安王来求情
Because the Israelites did hard labor during the reign of Solomon therefore they came before Rehoboam asking for a favor
第四节
Verse 4
你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工现在求你使我们做的苦工重轭轻松些我们就侍奉你第五节
Verse 5
罗波安王对他们说第三日再来见我吧民就去了他的父亲所罗门王让他们做很多的苦工
His father Solomon made them do very hard works
所罗门王总共当王40年
King Solomon reigned for 40 years
这40年当中呢他盖了圣殿也盖了他自己的宫殿
In these 40 years he built the temple as well as his own palace
他自己的宫殿呢花了将近13年的时间来盖
It took about 13 years to build his palace
那他花了7年的时间来盖神的圣殿
And he spent another 7 years building God's temple
所以所罗门王当王40年当中呢有20年的时间呢百姓都在劳苦的工作
In his reign of 40 years people spent 20 of them in hard labor
所以这些百姓觉得非常的苦来对罗波安王来求情
Therefore the people felt very bitter they came before Rehoboam asking for a favor
结果罗波安王他怎么做呢
How did Rehoboam answer their request
我们看第六节
Let's read verse 6
罗波安王之后所罗门王在世的日子有势力在他面前的老年人罗波安王和他们商议说你们给我出个主意我好回复这民第七节
Verse
7老年人对他说王若恩待这民使他们喜悦用好话回复他们他们就永远做王的仆人第八节
Verse 8
王却不用老年人给他们出的主意和那些与他一同长大在他面前势力的少年人商议第九节
Verse 9
说这民对我说你父亲使我负重轭求你使我轻松些你们给我出个主意我好回复他们第十节
Verse 10
那同他长大的少年人说这民对王说你父亲使我们负重轭求你使我们轻松些王要对他们如此说我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗我父亲使你们负重轭我必使你们负更重的轭我父亲的鞭子责打你们我要用蝎子的鞭责打你们所以罗波安王他就去问了两种不同人的意见
Rehoboam asked two groups of people for advice
第一个呢就是老年人呢以前也服侍过他父亲的
The first group is the elders who have served his father Solomon
老年人的意见呢说要恩待这些老百姓这样他们就会 掏出他们的心呢，永远来跟随你。
The elders proposed to be kind to this people, and this way they would be his servants forever.
后来呢，他要去问跟他一起长大的这些少年人。
Later, he asked the young men who grew up with him for advice.
结果呢，这些人说呢，不能让百姓更加的轻松。他们所回答的话呢，事实上是非常的，有一点侮辱味道的话。
And this group of people answered, "You shouldn't lighten their load." And they answered in a way that was very rude.
他说呢，我的小拇指比我父亲的腰还粗。
And they said that, "You should tell them my little finger is thicker than my father's loins."
我要使你们负更重的轭。
And I will load you with a heavier yoke.
我们知道，那后来呢，以色列这王国就因此分裂了。
And we know that as a result, the kingdom of Israel was divided.
就分成北朝的以色列，还有南朝的犹大国。
It was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Judah.
那北朝呢，就十个支派跟随着在北朝，然后南朝呢，剩下两个支派。
The northern kingdom was composed of 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom was composed of the remaining two.
所以这罗伯安王他在历史出现所发生的第一件事情。
The first thing that happened during Rehoboam's reign.
那这件事情可以给我们学到什么教训呢？
What can we learn from this event?
以前我们会一直觉得说这罗伯安王真的做这件事情做得很不好。
Before we might think that Rehoboam made a very foolish decision.
为什么他不听老年人的意见呢？
Why didn't he listen to the advice of the elders?
为什么听这个跟他一起长大人的意见呢？
Why did he listen to the advice of those whom he grew up with?
其实我们仔细想一想，这是我们人呢，人的通病哈，我们人几乎都是这样。
But if you think about this carefully, you realize that this is a common mistake that we often make.
有一次在青年班在上课的时候。
Once when there was a senior class,
传道在上有关罗伯安的事情。
The pastor was giving a lesson on Rehoboam.
传道就问一个青年呢。
And the pastor asked a youth.
你如果遇到问题的话呢，你会去问你的同样跟你年纪的青年呢，还是坐在后面的那一个执事年纪很大的
？When facing a problem, would you ask advice? from your peers, or would you go to the deacon who's very advanced in age?
结果那个青年毫不犹豫的就手指头指到对面，当然是那个青年啦。
And this youth answered without any hesitation. Of course, I'll ask my peers.
那个执事坐在后面很不好意思。
And this deacon who was sitting behind the class felt very embarrassed.
他觉得说他跟青年很接近，青年竟然不会来找他。
He felt that he had a pretty good relationship with the youth, yet the youth feel that they won't ask him for advice.
不过这是我们人一般的通病。
But this is a common mistake that we often make.
我们喜欢跟我们同样背景的人在一起。
We like to be around with the people who share similar background as us.
我们喜欢跟我们差不多同年纪的人在一起。
We like to spend time with them, people our age.
我们也比较容易接受跟我们同样比较有同样思想的人他们的意见。
And we are more inclined to accept the opinions of those who have a similar thought process as us.
但是这种的危险性在哪里呢？
But what's the danger that lies behind such a behavior?
就像罗伯安这里他所做的决定。
Just like the decision that Rehoboam made.
这里圣经记载说呢，他这些少年人呢，跟他从小一起长大。
The Bible tells us that these young men grew up with him.
而且在他面前侍立的少年人。
And they served before him.
所以你可以想想看，这些少年人从小到大在王宫长大，他们无忧无虑啊。
As you can imagine, these young men grew up in palace, live a very carefree life.
他们等于是rich kids, 生长在被很好的环境里面，从来不知道民间的疾苦。
They are like rich kids who grew up in a very nice environment who never knew the sorrow of this world.
他们也在皇宫里面也许接受很好的教育。
Perhaps they have received a very good education in the palace.
所以呢，他很容易就跟因为我们知道物以类聚嘛，同样的东西很容易聚在一起。
And we know that things of similar nature like to gather together.
所以呢，这个罗伯安很自然的，他就比较倾向接受这个少年人跟他一起长大这些人的意见。
Naturally, Rehoboam was more inclined to accept the opinions of the young men who grew up with him.
但是另外一方面，这些老年人呢？
But on the other hand, these elderly people.
这些老年人可能服侍他父亲，也服侍了40年了。
Perhaps these elders served his father Solomon for about 40 years.
服侍他们父亲这么多年的时间，他父亲大兴工程20年。
In their service, they.
他看到他父亲大建很多工程哈，盖圣殿啊，要盖。他的皇宫总共20年的时间。
They witnessed how his father spent about 20 years building the temple and his palace.
这些老年人呢，终于知道说，这些老百姓非常的辛苦。
And these elders knew how hard of a life these people have led.
这些老年人年轻的时候可能也不会这样觉得。
Perhaps the elders would not have the same opinion when they were younger.
但是到他们老了以后，经历过了以后呢，他们就有这种。不同的意见呢。
But after they grew older and they have gone through many things, their opinion changed.
所以这里可以给我们学到第一个教训呢。
Therefore, the first lesson that we can learn from this story is.
当然不是只适用于青年，也适用于我们成人大人哈。
Of course, this lesson does not apply only to the youth; it also applies to the adults.
我们呢有时候也要听跟我们不一样的背景。不一样环境长大人的意见。
Sometimes we have to listen to the advice of those who grew up in a different background as us.
因为他们会给我们不同的看法。
Because they are able to give us a different viewpoint.
因为呢，如果跟我们同样一起长大的人，同样背景的人呢，通常我们看法都是从一个角度而已。
Because more often the people who grew up with us, who share similar background with us, they see things in the same way as us.
这样呢就能够帮助我们成长。
And if we look at other people's opinion, this will help us grow.
这样也帮助我们在教会的圣工。
And help us in our service in church.
那反过来说呢，因为他这里是讲说呢，老年人哈，还有这些少年人不同的意见。
On the other hand, because this Bible passage tells us the different opinions between the elders and the young men.
我们可以感觉到说，当时那些老年人如果看到罗伯安王还有这些少年人不听他们的意见呢，他们心里真的会很急。
We can only imagine how anxious these elders must have felt when they saw that Rehoboam and the young men refused to listen to their advice.
因为他们经过了人生的经历，他知道说他们给的经给的建议是最好的，但是这些年轻人不听呢。
Because since they have gone through the trials of life, they knew that the advice they give them was the best.
其实这也是我们今天很多父母亲哈也有同样的感觉。
Many parents today share the same feeling.
有时候我们给小孩子一些意见。
Sometimes when we give our children an advice,
但是他们就是不听。
But they refuse to listen.
一般教育学家都是说12岁以前还有希望，你还可以教。12岁以后呢，你要再教他就很难了。
The education experts feel that before a child turns 12, there's still hope that you can teach them. But after he become older, then there's no more hope.
当然12岁以后也不是没希望啊，只是说要花更多的心力而已。
But of course, there's still hope, but you have to spend more time and effort to teach them.
那在教会里面呢，我们该怎么做呢？
Therefore, what should we do in church?
我们听了很多的见证呢，其实如果当小孩子长大，他不听父母亲的话呢，父母亲最能够做的就是跪下来祷告。
We listen to many testimonies. When a child grows older, no longer listens to his parents, the best thing that the parents can do is to kneel down and pray.
求神来改变小孩子的心意。
Ask God to change this child's heart.
也求神不要让小孩子来走偏。
And ask God to lead this child in the right way.
这是我们在教会里面呢最大的一个宝贝。
This is the greatest treasure that our church has.
而且我们在真耶稣教会里面呢，我们有圣灵。
Moreover, in the true Jesus Church, there is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会住在我们人里面，圣灵也会带领我们。
Holy Spirit lives in us, and it will guide us.
啊，所以呢，真的我们没办法教孩子的时候呢，我们真的跪下来祷告啊，求神的灵来感动，来带领我们的孩子。
So when we feel that we don't know how to teach our children, we can kneel down and pray, ask Holy Spirit to guide them.
啊，这是罗波安王他所遇到的第一件事情，可以让我们学到的教训。
And these are some lessons that we can learn from the first event that happened to Rehoboam.
我们请再翻开历代志下十一章。
Now let's turn to, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 11 verse 1.
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗巴安来到耶路撒冷，召集犹大家和便雅悯家共十八万人，都是挑选的战士，要与以色列人征战，好将国夺回再归自己。第二节。
Verse 2.
但神的话临到神人示玛，对示玛雅说，第三节。
3.
你去告诉所罗门的儿子犹大王罗波安和王犹大便雅悯的以色列众人说，第四节。
Verse 4.
神如此说，你们不可上去与你们兄弟征战，各归各家去吧，因为这事是出于我。众人就听从神的话，归回不以耶罗波安征战。那后来这个王国就分裂了。
Later the kingdom was divided.
啊，总共有十二个支派，十个支派啊变成北朝，两个支派才归罗波安王。
Of the 12 tribes, 10 tribes belong to the northern kingdom, and the remaining two belong to the southern kingdom, which King Rehoboam was in control of.
所以很自然的，罗波安王他当然非常的觉得很可惜
啊。Naturally, Rehoboam felt that's a great loss.
所以呢，他挑选了这里圣经记载说他挑选了十八万人呢，这十八万人都是被挑选出来的，都是 elite 的这些 soldier 挑选的战士。
So we see here, the Bible tells us that he chose 180,000 choice men who were warriors.
他要去征战，把他失掉的国土再拿回来。
To fight against Israel to restore the kingdom.
所以他心里有不甘心，他要把他失去的再拿回来。
He felt that he suffered too great of a loss, so he wanted to restore the kingdom.
我们可以想想看，如果你失掉了，比如说你丢掉了一千块。
If for example you lost $1,000.
你总共的财产才1200块，你丢掉了1000块。
And your entire savings is $1,200, yet you lost 1,000 of it.
你心里会觉得很不甘心呢。
You would feel that you suffer a great loss.
但是你后来发现这一千块是谁偷走的。
Later you found out who stole your $1,000.
而且呢，你也有能力去把它拿回来。
Moreover, you had the ability to restore it.
你已经有方法去把这一千块拿回来。
You've already thought of methods to take this $1,000 back.
如果是说你没有能力啊，对方实在是太有办法了，我实在没办法，你可能也就算了。
If you don't have any ability and the other party is too powerful and you cannot do anything about it,
但是你是有能力去把它拿回来。
Then what's lost is lost. But yet, now you have the power to restore this money.
你要不要去拿呢？
Would you go ahead and do it?
我们一般人都是会去拿的。
Most of the people will make this choice.
所以呢，他就挑选了十八万，他觉得他可以去将他失掉的国土拿回来。
Therefore, he chose 180,000 men. And he thought that there he had a pretty good chance of restoring the kingdom.
那这时候呢，神差遣神的话呢，临到一个先知，然后去跟这个罗波安王讲。
But the word of the Lord came to a prophet and saying.
说呢，这些呢是出于神，所以呢，叫他们回去，不要跟以色列人征战。
That you should not go and fight against Israel because this thing is from God.
那这个他这件故事的事迹，让我们可以学到什么教训呢
？What lessons can we learn from this event？
有时候我们在人生当中呢，也会失掉东西。
Sometimes in life we might lose something。
也许我们会失掉我们最亲爱的亲人。
Perhaps we'll lose our relatives whom we love the most。
也许我们会失掉我们的工作。
Perhaps we'll lose our job。
也许我们会失掉我们的财富。
Or we might lose our wealth.
当我们失掉了这些东西的时候，我们心里会觉得很难过。
When we lost these things, we might feel very sad.
但是唯一能够安慰我们的是什么呢？
But what's the one thing that can comfort us?
能够安慰我们的就是说，我们后来了解到说，这一切都是出于神。
That thing that can comfort us is the realization that everything comes from God.
就像罗波安王这样，神说这是出于他，后来他们全部就回去了，不征战了。
Just like what happened to Rehoboam, God told him that this thing is from God, so they listened to God and returned to their home.
我们请翻开诗篇三十九篇第九节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 39, verse 39.
三十九篇第九节。
Psalm 39, verse 9.
诗篇三十九篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 39, verse 9.
因为我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
Verse 9, I have become mute, I do not open my mouth, because it's you who have done it.
所以如果我们所遭遇的是出于神的话呢，我们心里容易受到安慰。
If we know that what's happened to us comes from God, then it's easier for us to be comforted.
所以当我们到医院去探访生病的弟兄姐妹，
When we go to the hospital to visit brothers and sisters who are sick,
我们可能讲了很多的安慰的话，他不一定可以受到安慰。
They might not listen to all the words of comfort that we speak to them.
但是有一天当他了解到说他所遭遇的这一切呢都是出于神的时候，自然他心里会受到安慰。
But one day when he realized that what's happening to him comes from God, he will be comforted.
人只有这个时候才能得到安慰，知道说这一切都出于神。
Only at this point can a person be comforted.
结果罗波安王呢，他就听神的话呢，他们就回去了，没有征战了。
Rehoboam listened to God and returned to his house.
结果他变怎么样呢？
And what happened to him?
我们看十一章的第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 5.
十一章第五节。
Chapter 11, verse 5.
罗伯安住在耶路撒冷，在犹大地修筑城邑。我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
罗伯安又兼顾各处的保障，在其中安置军长，又预备下粮食、油酒。十二节。
Verse 12.
他在各城里预备盾牌和枪，且使城极其坚固，犹大和便雅悯都归他。所以他回去以后呢，罗伯安王就去建立他的国度呢，坚固他的城池。
After he returned, he started to build cities for defense.
我们来看，继续看十三节。
Let's continue to read verse 13.
以色列全体的祭司和利未人都从四方来归罗伯安。十四节
Verse 14,
利未人撇下他们的郊野和产业，来到犹大以耶路撒冷，因为耶罗伯安和他的儿子拒绝他们，不许他们供祭司的职分侍奉神。十五节
15,
耶罗伯安这是北朝的王哈。耶罗伯安为丘坛，为魔鬼，为自己铸作牛犊，设立祭司。十六节
16,
以色列各支派中凡定义寻求神以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷，祭祀耶和华他们列祖的神。十七节
17.
这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗伯安强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。这就是他听从神的话回去以后他所做的事情，他的结果。
This is what happened after Rehoboam listened to God, returned to his house, and the result of his labor.
他重建他的城池。
He rebuilt the city.
然后呢，他也来复兴他也听从他的父亲所罗门，还有他的祖父大卫的话，也就是他遵行神的话语。
He listens to the words of his father Solomon and his grandfather David, which was to follow God.
结果呢？这里圣经记载说呢，那些利未人呢，本来没有跟从他的，他们都回来跟从罗伯安。
This verse also tells us that the Levites who originally did not follow him came back to follow him.
十六节说，以色列各支派中凡立定心意寻求神的，也都回来耶路撒冷来追随他们。
Verse 16 tells us that those who set their hearts on seeking the Lord God of Israel came back to Jerusalem.
所以他没有花一兵一卒啊，他不用把这个十八万的士兵派出去呢去征战，很自然的他得到民心啊，那些很多以色列人还定义寻求神的，自然都回来归顺于他。
He didn't have to send any soldier. He didn't have to mobilize 180,000 soldiers. Then these people, they automatically came back to Jerusalem.
啊，所以有时候我们会觉得说，我们在人生过程当中，我们听神的话，好像是觉得眼前是吃亏的。
Sometimes in our lives, we might feel that if we listen to God's words and follow His teachings, we might be in a disadvantage.
啊，我们如果遵守神的话，好像我们是一个懦者，怎么没有去争取我们的权益呢？
We feel that when we follow God's teachings, we're like a coward who's afraid to stand up for what we believe in.
啊，但是你如果再回来看呢，像罗波安王啊，他就回来遵循神的话，遵循神的道理，结果神反而祝福他。他不用派兵出去，这些以色列人呢，很自然的就来归顺他。
But look at Rehoboam. He listened to God and followed His teaching, and then he didn't have to send or mobilize any soldiers. Eventually, all these people to come to him.
这一段时间呢，是罗伯安王呢，他啊，事实上是他过得最幸福、最快乐，也他最强盛的时候。
This was the time of prosperity for Rehoboam.
啊，为什么呢？因为他那一段时间遵守神的道理。
Why is that? Because during that period of time, he kept God's teachings.
啊，当我们遵守神的道理的时候，我们也会发现我们生活得更快乐。
When we keep God's teachings, we'll realize that our lives will become happier.
啊，但是呢，这一段时间哈，好景不长，圣经记载说只有三年。
Unfortunately, this time of prosperity did not last for a long time. The Bible tells us that it only lasted for 3 years.
啊，这之后呢，又我们来看十二章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 1.
历代志下十二章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1.
罗伯安的国建立，他强盛的时候，就离弃神的律法，以色列人也都随从他。
When the kingdom of Rehoboam was established and strong, he and all Israel with him forsook the law of the Lord.
他强盛的时候呢，就离开神了。
When he was established and strong, he left God.
我们来看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
罗伯安王第五年，埃及王示撒上来攻打耶路撒冷，因为王和民得罪了神。啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
示撒带战车1200辆，马兵60,000，并跟从他出埃及的路比人、苏基人。古时人多得不可胜数。第四节，他攻取犹大的城邑，就来到耶路撒冷。第五节，那时犹大的首领因示撒就聚集在耶路撒冷，有先知示玛雅去见罗伯安和众首领，对他们说：“神如此说，你们离弃了我，所以我使你们落在示撒手里。”啊，这里神呢特别又差遣先知跟罗伯安王讲，因为他离弃了神。所以呢，神让他落在敌人的手里。
God sent a prophet to tell Rehoboam, "It's because you have forsaken God, so God's forsaken him to Shishak."
所以当人强盛的时候呢，有时候容易骄傲，容易自满，然后就离弃神。
When a person is strong and established, it's very easy for him to become proud and leave God.
啊，所以我们会觉得说，啊，我们看以色列人的历史故事呢，我们会觉得说，以色列人怎么都这样呢？
When we read the history of Israelites, we might wonder to ourselves, why do they do these things?
啊，其实我们想一想，这也是我们今天我们很多在我们信仰过程当中呢所经历的也是这样。
But if you think carefully, you might see many similarities, or you might identify with them and see that you've also done the mistakes that they committed.
啊，当我们在平安顺利、神祝福的时候呢，有时候我们也很容易就忘记神、离开神了。
In time of prosperity, when God blesses us, it's very easy for us to forget God and leave Him.
啊，我们时常参加那个灵恩布道会。
We attend spiritual convocation very often.
啊，那在灵恩会的最后一天呢，我们都会有圣餐礼。
On the last day of the convocation, we have usually have Holy Communion.
那我们也时常参加了，从小到大参加了很多圣餐礼。
We attend very often, since we were young, many Holy Communions.
那参加圣餐礼的目的是什么呢？
But what's the purpose of attending this sacrament?
我们看哥林多前书的十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
在旧约两百四十页。二十三节。
23.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢的。二十四节。祝谢的就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。二十五节。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。保罗因为没有参加主耶稣他所设立的最后的晚餐所以后来神亲自 教导他有关圣餐的道理。
Paul was not present at the Last Supper, therefore Lord Jesus personally taught him the teaching of the Holy Communion.
所以保罗说，我当日传给你们的是主从主领受的，是神亲自教导他的。
That's why Paul said that I have, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you.
然后呢，我们领受主的身体，拨开饼，目的是什么呢？这里说呢，我们如此行是为了纪念神。
This here also tells us that the purpose of us receiving God's body is to remember God.
然后呢，我们也喝主的杯，这主要的目的是什么呢？也是为了纪念神。
The purpose of drinking the Lord's cup is to remember. It's also to remember Him.
以前我常听过有一些。人会提出一些问题。
Sometimes I hear people raising this question.
为什么只有在圣餐典礼的时候才要纪念神呢？
Why is it only in Holy Communion do we remember God?
我们本来就应该每天都要纪念神呢。
We should remember Him every day.
我们在日常生活当中，我们不是要以神为中心吗？我们应该来纪念神啊。
Shouldn't we center, place God in the center of lives, and shouldn't we, remember Him every day?
应该不是只有圣餐礼的时候才纪念神。
We shouldn't only remember Him during Holy Communion.
但是我们想一想，主耶稣呢，所交代我们的就是，我们在圣餐的时候，我们领主的肉、主的血的时候，主耶稣又特别交代，为的是要来纪念他。
But the Lord commanded us to partake His body and His blood to remember Him.
这个言下之意是什么呢？
What's the purpose?
这好像神知道说，我们人时常会忘记他。
This is as if God knew that we as humans would forget Him very often.
所以至少至少在圣餐礼的时候，你要来纪念我吧。
So at the very least, you have to remember Him in Holy Communion.
至少在圣餐礼的时候，你要想起我。
At the very least, you have to remember what God has done in Holy Communion.
好像神已经知道说我们人一定会时常忘记神了。
This is as if God already knew that we would forget Him many times in our lives.
那为什么人会忘记神呢？
Why would we forget God?
我们翻开《生命记》第六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第十节到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
生命记第六章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10.
这是神对以色列人所说的。
These were the words that God spoke to Israelites.
第六章第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10.
耶和华你们的神，领你们进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你们的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的。十一节。
11.
有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的，有槽城的水井。非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃的而且饱足。十二节。
12.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。这里呢，神已经事先给以色列人警告了。
God gave Israelites a warning.
他们要进入迦南地以前呢，神已经这样说了。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, God told them.
你们进去以后，那里有非常大的城邑。
After you enter the land, you'll see great cities.
但是这个非常大的、非常漂亮的城邑呢，不是你造的。
But you did not build the cities.
然后你进到你的房屋里面呢，那个房屋已经装满各样的美物了。
When you enter the houses, you'll see it's full of good things.
但是不是你装的。
But you did not fill it.
然后你去了以后，那边也有水，有水井，已经都有水了。
When you enter the land, you'll see cisterns which you can draw waters in.
但是也不是你凿的。
Yet you did not hew them.
你有葡萄园、橄榄园。有丰盛的水果，但是呢，这不是你摘的。
You see vineyards and olive trees, but you did not plant any of this.
这些都可以让你饱足。
All these can satisfy you.
但是这些都不是你去弄来的。
Yet you did not labor for any of this.
这些是神所赐给你的。
All these are given to you by God.
但是神很担心一件事情哦。
God worry about this one thing very much.
当神将这一些都给以色列人以后
，After God give all these things to Israelites,
神说呢，你们要谨慎哦。
God says, be careful.
你们呢可能会忘记我了。
You might forget me.
所以呢，这个其实是我们人的一种通病。
This is a common weakness that we as humans share.
我们会觉得是说我们在世界上我们所得到的这些财富。
We might think that all the wealth that we have accumulated in this world.
我们在世界上享受舒服快乐的生活。
The comfortable life that we live in this world.
我们所建立的这些事业。
The careers that we have built.
这些都是我辛苦所做出来的。
All this happens because I labor hard for them.
但是我们不知道说这些呢，事实上是神所赐给我们的。
We do not know that all these things come to us because God has given them to us.
神如果没有赐给我们机会的话呢，我们事实上也得不到。
If God did not give us opportunity, then we wouldn't have any chance of getting them.
神如果没有赐给我们健康的身体呢，我们也得不到。
If God did not give us a healthy body, then there is no way for us to receive them.
神如果没有赐给你这种智慧去学习的话，你也得不到。
If God did not give us wisdom to learn, then there's no way we can get them either.
那这里呢，以色列人拿这么多东西呢，都不是他们辛苦去拿来的。
Israelites have received many things, and they did not labor for any of them.
神并没有叫他们一定要回报。神所赐给他们的东西。
God did not ask them to repay him.
神只要求一件最，我们感觉是说，神要求这个是最 minimum, 最小一件事情而已。
God only asked them for a very, very small thing.
就是不要忘记我哦。
That is at their bare minimum, do not forget me.
我们如果说这几天这一阵子下大雪。
We know that there was a blizzard in the last week.
你如果刚好下大雪的时候，你的车子 stuck 在马路上。
If during the middle of the blizzard, your car got stuck in the middle of the road.
你在那边好几个小时都没有人来。
You're stuck there for many hours, and you don't see anyone coming your way.
你肚子又饥又饿，然后呢又冷。
You're hungry, thirsty, and cold.
忽然有一个热心的人跑来了。
Suddenly, a very zealous person came to you.
然后帮着你把雪铲掉。
Helped you to remove the snow.
然后呢，带着你到他的家里去，给你温暖的东西穿，给你热的东西可以吃。
Brought you into his house, feed you, and give you warm clothing to wear.
那些都不是你的。
None of these are yours.
那些都是他给你的。
All these were provided to you by him.
然后他又打电话去请人家把你的车子把它挖出来，然后隔天又把车子开到家里给你。
And moreover, he called someone to plow remove your car from the snow and personally drive your car to your house the next day.
然后呢，将你送回去。
And bring you to your house.
这样你会不会忘记他？
Would you forget this person?
你会不会想要回报他？
Wouldn't you want to repay him?
如果这个人跟你讲说，哦，什么都不用。
If this person says no, you don't have to give me anything.
你只要不要忘记我就好了。
Just don't forget me.
你会笑一笑说， 哎呀，我怎么可能忘记你呢？
You might smile and said, how can I ever forget you?
我要把你的住址，把你的什么都写下来，我一定不会忘记你的。
I will copy your address, your name, everything about you, so I will never forget about you.
其实我们对人都是这样，我们一定不会忘记，他给我这么大的恩典。
And it's true that we will never forget this person because this person has been so kind to us.
但是我们对神呢，却时常会忘记。
But to God, we often forget him.
神只要求说不要忘记他。
God only requires us not to forget him.
所以如果我们翻回来历代志下的十一章、十二章啊。
Turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
这罗伯安王在他强盛的时候，他忘记神了。
When King Rehoboam was established and strong, he forgot God.
神特别用先知来指示他说呢，因为你离弃我。所以你会遭遇到这些事情。
And God sent a prophet to tell him that it's because you have forsaken me. That's why your enemy was attacking you.
所以后来呢，他所所罗门王所制造的他宫殿里面的很多财宝，还有金的盾牌呢，全部被抢走了。
Later on, much of the treasure in King Solomon's palace, as well as golden shield, and other weapons, were taken.
所以呢，后来呢，到最后，我们就是我们刚刚所读的神跟罗伯安王的一生下了这个结论，说他没有立定心意来寻求神。
Were taken by force, and at the end of his life, God concluded that he did not set his heart to follow God.
这很可惜的。他人生有一段时间，他有立定心意寻求神。
It's quite pitiful because at one point in his life, he set his heart to seek after God.
但是到最后，他没有完全立定心意来寻求神。
But he did not do so with all his heart.
所以这也给我们一个警惕，我们在人生过程当中呢，能够持守到最后。
This also gives us a warning that if we can persist to the end of our life,
这样在人生的结束的时候，神给我们下的一句的评语。
Then at the end of our life, God will summarize our lives.
希望给我们的评语是我们一生敬畏神，跟随神。
As the one that fears Him and worships Him.
我们最后请看《申命记》三十二章。
Lastly, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
申命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
三十二章四十四节。
Chapter 32, verse 44.
到四十七节
,44 to 47.
申命记三十二章四十四节到四十七节
,Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 44 to 47.
摩西和嫩的儿子约书亚去将这一歌的一切话说给百姓听，四十五节
,45.
摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切的话，四十六节
,46.
又说，我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话，四十七节
,47.
因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们要过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事的日子得以长久。摩西呢，他要过世以前呢，他特别交代以色列百姓这一句话。
Before Moses passed away, he took time to tell the Israelites.
这些律法书上神的话语呢，非常的重要。
That everything written in the law is very important.
这不是虚空，不是跟你们没有关的事情。
They're not idle word for you, and it has everything to do with you.
而且呢，是跟你们生命有关的。
It has to do with your life.
所以这个呢，遵守神的话，跟我们在世界上的生命也有关系。
Observing the commandments of God has everything to do with the lives that we have in this world.
我们遵守神的话，神会带领我们在世界上，让我们生活的更合乎神的旨意，也让我们生活更喜乐。
If we keep God's teachings, then God will guide our life, and we will have more joy and happiness.
更进一步，我们以后也能够得到永远的生命。
Moreover, in the future, we will have eternal life.
所以这不是虚空，不是跟我们没有关系的。
Therefore, this word of God is not idle. It has everything to do with us.
而且跟我们的生命也有关系。
And it has to do with our life.
所以早上我们就以 罗伯安王他的一生，我们做彼此的勉励。
This morning we use the life of Rehoboam as mutual encouragement.
我们一起来唱诗398首。
Let's sing hymn 398.